I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has reaffirmed his support for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh after a lengthy Senate committee hearing into allegations he sexually assaulted Dr. Christine Blasey Ford when he was 17. Yesterday, Ford told the committee she feared Kavanaugh would rape and accidentally kill her during the alleged assault when both were high school students in Maryland. Kavanaugh denied the accusations and said he was the victim of character assassination. Former Vatican Ambassador Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano has written a second letter after he last month accused Pope Francis of knowledge of sexual harassment in the church. Archbishop Vigano renewed his claim that the Pope knew since at least 2013 that then Cardinal Theodore McCarrick had sexually harassed young men and said the Pope's silence proves his guilt. Pope Francis has not addressed the claims directly, but has told journalists to deeply consider the facts and draw their own conclusions. The Republican chair of the House Judiciary Committee wants the Justice Department to turn over more files relating to the Russia investigation. The subpoena issued by Bob Goldblatt demands all documents and communications related to former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, which allegedly suggests that Rod Rosenstein, who oversees the Russia probe, raised the idea of secretly recording President Trump. A former assistant superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Washington has been arrested after federal law enforcement officials charged him with mail fraud in a scheme to embezzle money from the Archdiocese. Kenneth Gaughan was charged with three counts of mail fraud and accused of stealing nearly $45,000 by creating vendors and generated invoices. The Archdiocese of Washington said it believes the accused stole significantly more and said that insurance would cover the losses. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.